My dear good Vegeler, you want to know about my situation? Well, on the whole, it's not so bad. Lichnowsky has placed at my disposal a fixed sum of 600 florins on which I may draw. My compositions bring in a considerable amount, and I can truthfully say that I receive more offers of commissions than I can possibly accept. Moreover, for every composition, I have 6 or 7 publishers and could have more if I should want them. People no longer bargain with me. I state my price and they pay. So you can see that this is an agreeable state of affairs. Only that jealous demon, namely my bad health, has thrown a mean spoke into my wheel. In the past 3 years, my hearing has become increasingly weaker. It also appears that my abdomen has become worse. I've been plagued constantly by diarrhea and hence a fearful fatigue. But back to my hearing. My ears hum and buzz continuously day and night. I can tell you that I lead a miserable existence. For the past 2 years, I have avoided almost all social intercourse because it's impossible for me to say to people, I am deaf. If I practiced any other profession, it would be easier. But in my profession, this is a terrible situation. My enemies and their number is not small. What would they not say? To give you an idea of this remarkable deafness, I can tell you that at the opera theater, I must find a place very close to the orchestra in order to understand the singers. If I am a little way distant, I cannot hear the upper notes of the voices or of the instruments. Sometimes, if someone speaks in a low voice, I can barely understand. I hear only sounds, but not words. If anyone shouts, it is unbearable. What is to become of me, only heaven knows. I've cursed my fate many times already. I shall, if it is all possible, challenge my fate, although there will be moments when I will be God's most unhappy creature. I beg you to tell no one of this condition of mine. What I tell you is a secret. You will surely forgive me if I unload on you the troubles of your friend. Unquote. All right. As we now know, Beethoven's hearing loss was slowly disabling. It began around 1796 or so. For years, Beethoven had good days and bad days. And as we've already discussed, he was still playing piano publicly, although not very successfully, as late as 1814. By 1818, he was completely deaf in his right ear and could only hear low-frequency sounds in his left. The actual cause of Beethoven's hearing loss and eventual deafness? No one knows for sure. Various specialists have advanced such diagnoses as calcification of the tiny bones of the ear, otosclerosis, inflammation of the middle ear, otitis media, or disease of the inner ear, neuritis acoustica or labyrinthitis, conditions likely initiated by typhoid fever, which Beethoven probably contracted in 1787. Whatever the cause, Beethoven's hearing loss had a devastating impact on his ability to deal with the world. Two of Beethoven's friends who knew about the hearing problem were Stephen von Breuning and the aforementioned and aforequoted Franz Vegeler. In 1804, von Breuning wrote to Vegeler, "You cannot believe what an indescribable, I should say terrifying impression the waning of his hearing is having upon Beethoven. He has become very withdrawn and often mistrustful of his best friends and irresolute in many things." Unquote. Look, how would any of us respond to such a catastrophe? For years, Beethoven vacillated between panic, anxiety, hope, and depression, between optimism and abject pessimism. Who among us wouldn't ride the same emotional roller coaster? Except for one thing. Beethoven's deepening emotional crisis over his hearing also seems to have inspired an extraordinary explosion of creativity. In that same letter to Franz Vegeler that I quoted moments ago, Beethoven also wrote this, and again I quote, "I live entirely in my music, and hardly have I completed one composition than I've already begun another. At my present rate of composing, I often produce 3 or 4 works at the same time," unquote. And 2 days after writing this, on July 1, 1801, Beethoven wrote his friend Karl Amenda, quote, "Why, at the moment, I feel equal to anything. Since your departure, I've been composing all types of music, except operas and sacred works," unquote. Dare we ask it? Dare we ask it? Was Beethoven's hearing disability somehow linked to his creativity? For Beethoven, was the developing emotional crisis over his hearing a catalyst for his creativity and originality? For Beethoven, like the contemporary gym rat, was it a matter of no pain, no gain? Which brings us to the Heiligenstadt Testament.